Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
In one of his books, Phil Yancey tells how he once visited a prison. He observed that the men who were incarcerated were cage-like animals behind doors of steel. But what left the greatest impression on him was that over each door was a sign stamped in large black letters which read something like, "Murder, rapist, armed robber, child beater," and so forth. The strange thing about human nature is that we tend to package and label people. In so doing, we trap them inside a box as certainly as though we slammed the steel door shut, pinning the sign overhead. Wasn't that really the same rationale when a sign was affixed to the cross in Latin, Greek, and Hebrew? It read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." You know, there are hundreds of labels. Political labels such as socialist, communist, Republican, Democrat, activist, radical, and so forth. There are religious labels too. Calvinist, Arminian, Reformed, Dispensationalist, Charismatic, Orthodox, Neo-Evangelical, Liberal, so forth. It's almost as though we could take a person, put a label on him, and cram him into a neat little package, usually one that we would just as soon got lost. There are social labels, too. Liar, cheat, drunk, thief, hooker, lesbian, queer, swinger, and so forth. One mistake or failure, especially if you dislike someone, and he or she is labeled. Did you ever hear anyone say, "What could you expect from him? He's always been a cheat." I have heard parents try to excuse their children, or rather to single one out from the other, saying, "She always reacts like that. She's been a liar since she was a child. You can never believe what she says." The tragedy of labels, especially in the social category, is that labels tend to produce the kind of behavior we dislike. "He's got bad blood in him, gets it from his father's side." One woman actually told me that, speaking of her son, as though some inherent tendency to do evil had been transmitted genetically by DNA. I'm not exactly sure where we Homo sapiens got our tendency to label and box other people, but it most certainly was not from Jesus Christ. In his 3 years of public ministry, he encountered all kinds: prostitutes, oppressed minorities, fishermen, business people, housewives, government officials. Yet in each case, he accepted individuals on their own merit and received each as a person of dignity and value, realizing his power could transform every person into a different individual. To Matthew, Jesus just said, "Follow me." He didn't say, "You filthy tax thief, come follow me, I'll straighten you out." He could have rejected the prostitute at the well of Samaria, after all others did, but he forgave her. Now, today's guidelines are twofold. First, for you who feel labeled, realize God forgives you. He accepts you as you are, no label attached. He doesn't demand a do-it-yourself program. Come clean, straighten your life up, and then follow me. When a baby comes into the world, he bears only the label, "created in the image of God." When we come into his presence, the Father sees no labels, only a child who needs forgiveness and healing that comes from the Father's touch. The second thing is a warning: be careful how you label and package people. As Phil Yancey says, when I meet a person, I can either box him in by labeling him or free him up by looking for the person of worth inside. The choice is mine. It's yours, too.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.